Welcome to another episode of Underscore Radio. On this episode, you meet my friend Damien. Damien has been a friend for a very long time, and still may be a friend in the future. Tonight we're walking around Surrey Hills.
We're here, we're looking for a fridge. Now, the fridge is for Adam and his new apartment.
It's true. Well, look, I mean, it's not a new apartment, but my fridge is pretty it's not great. I think it's 260 litres, which is not the amount of litres you want. You want a 392, you want a 408. You don't want to be stuck with a 200 litre fridge.
That's true, Adam. I could not.
I'm a growing boy. More. I'm a growing boy.
And you know what? Given your expertise on fridges that you've clearly just displayed, it's a wonder you brought me along at all. I don't think you even need me. But that's okay. We're here now.
Yeah.
So what we're looking for, as Adam stated, is a 392 plus litre fridge.
Yeah. That's what we need.
And are you fussed on the brand?
I'd prefer something that I've heard of before.
Okay.
Like a Kelvinator.
What about SsangYong? I don't think they make fridges.
I think they make. I don't know what they make cars. I know they make cars. They make ugly cars.
Okay.
Do they make ugly fridges as well? Who knows?
Okay. So the criteria for the fridge is it has to be well known, 392 litres plus, and not
ideally
an ugly car.
Well, look, if the ugly car had a 400 litre fridge in it, I'd be all about that. Because it can take me places, and I can put milk in it.
Great. You know what?
What?
That actually reminds me, Adam.
Yeah?
Maybe you can help me.
Where are you going?
Work on this pitch.
The pitch?
That I was supposed to...
Wait, you're not going to address that?
I don't know if we can. I don't know what's to address.
I don't know. That's a pretty... it was a man pretending to be a gorilla. I think maybe as part of a drug deal.
I've heard about that. Have you heard about that gang? The gorilla gang?
The gorilla gang.
That's how they signal that the deal is on.
They call them the gorillas for short.
They do. Not to be confused with the quite famous recording artist that did Feel Good Inc., which actually popularized the laugh in music.
Yeah. Okay. Where in the car do you want to put the fridge?
All right. So this is my thing. This is what I reckon. I reckon that because the car could be electric,
okay,
we could put the fridge in the front.
In the front. Okay. I just saw Mercedes. They're bringing out an electric car. No front trunk.
Is that the biggest mistake they've ever made?
As a company, yes. Because there's nothing cooler than putting junk in your frunk. Yeah, so they made a mistake, but I have seen people put ice in their front trunk of their Tesla, but if it was a full refrigerator, that'd be much much better. The only issue is that it'd take a fair bit of power, but maybe you could turn it off. But what if you forgot to take it? What if you turn it off? You put your golf shoes in there after a par 18, a golf game. There you go, got there. And then you get home in your golf shoes. They're bloody frozen. They're frozen solid. What happens then? These are the questions that the people are going to be asking you when you go to pitch your idea.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear it already. Like, it's spooky. You're talking in my manager's voice. It's bizarre. Let me just tell you that the questions you're asking are on point.
They are otherworldly.
It's bizarre. But let me just say, speaking from experience, where I was involved. In fact, I may have been one of the ringleaders of a plot.
Oh my god.
To freeze our friend's shoes in primary school on a Canberra excursion.
I can't believe you've done this.
And let me say that we put water in them and we put them in the freezer.
Oh no.
And then maybe like half an hour later he put them on, but unfortunately they didn't quite freeze.
They were just cold.
Just cold and wet.
You made your friend's shoes cold
and wet.
Cold and wet. Well, yeah,
but yes. And he had to like hop onto the bus. I still have an image of him running to the bus with one shoe.
so he did put one shoe on. When did he realize?
As soon as he took them out of the freezer.
As soon as he took them out of the freezer, he thought, hey, I don't usually put my
shoes
in the freezer.
No, I'm pretty sure it was like, hey guys, where's my shoes?
Yeah.
You know, the bus is leaving. Mm-hmm. I need to get my shoes.
Yeah.
And we were giggling like little schoolboys.
Because you were little schoolboys.
Schoolboys, and we showed him that they were in the freezer. It was probably at that point that he realized.
So what you're saying is that you've been evil this whole time. You are corrupt to the core. Your being is that's an unforgivable thing that you've done, Damien. And I can't believe I become friends with you on the false premise that you're not a piece of shit. And at 10, here you go, walking around, giggling at another kid's misfortune.
Okay, cut that podcast shit right now, all right? You know that I've got a fucking election campaign next week, all right? If this fucking gets out, there's no way I'm going to make the SRC.
The SRC?
And I need that fucking SRC role.
Damien. Are you going back to primary school? Is this what this is all about? You're going back to primary school as a 25-year-old adult, and to become part of the SRC because you never had a chance to do it when you were in primary school. And we're back. Took a long time to get off our main street, but due to the magic of editing, it sounds like 0 seconds or however long I put a fake sponsor segment in, or play the stinger. You know stinger? You know that term where it's like a pew, it's like a sound effect, but they call it something different.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're currently walking. Spoiler alert to Nuno. Yeah. We're currently walking to Nuno's house. Nuno's been a good friend of mine ever since primary school. So at the same time that Damien was ruining lives, I was making friends. He was putting water into shoes, and I was gaining lifelong friendships. So kind of that's where Damien and I differ as people, whereas he loves deceit and fear and pain. I just like, you know, making friends.
Wow, that's a really touching story, Adam. Let me just say that was very strong and very touching. And
very strong.
It touched me here.
It really got you.
It really got me in the
solar plexus.
Exactly. Yeah. Let me talk about Nuno for a bit. So Nuno's been an okay friend of mine since high school, whereas he's been a great friend of Adam's. He's been all right.
An okay friend.
Just an okay friend. You know, like I've seen him here.
Would he say that?
I've seen him there, but then I haven't really seen him everywhere.
I can agree.
I've seen him without anything.
Have you seen Nuno naked?
Surely we've all seen Nuno naked.
I haven't seen Nuno naked. Nuno naked many times from the
yeah, top, that's the that's top down. That's what I meant. Half naked.
Yeah, half naked. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen his bare solar plexus.
Yeah.
I don't want to brag. I've seen that.
Does he still have abs?
Ass or abs?
Abs, ABS.
I think he has automatic braking, anti-lock braking system.
I did used to think it was automatic braking system for the longest time.
Did you?
Yeah. But then I actually read what it said in my dad's car, which was that it said anti-lock.
So. Well, that'll do it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not sure what something is, you read it, and you've got it. We used to talk about this video game a lot. Mm. Yeah.
I'm glad you said video game, because otherwise I would have thought, must be a board game that they're talking about.
No, it was a video game. I used to have other friends. I mean, they were still friends, but I used to sit with them. And a bit off track, but another memory was I used to love Lee Harding's Wasabi. The song? Used to love that song so much.
I do know that. Do you know that song?
Do you
want to just give us a little bit of that song, just to remind us all?
Well, I'll speak it because I'm a big fan of the spoken word.
Yeah.
The chorus is wasabi.
Okay.
So damn hot. Yeah, my head's gonna blow.
Blow what? Blow up. Oh no.
I think that's what he meant.
That sounds terrible.
And so basically,
how could you like a song about suicide. Suicide by wasabi.
We can't all be heroes. But I do remember being taunted about this song so much that...
About your love for it.
About my love for it. That they said, do you actually love wasabi? And I said...
Who's they?
Do you remember Varson?
Yeah, I know Varson.
Do you remember Chris... And someone else, I can't remember who. But there were a bunch of us, and they would say that to me, and I would said, yeah, of course I do.
I think it's down there, but we'll have to go around.
Okay. And then they said, prove it.
This is nothing to do with Nuno, does it? You just remember a story about
this is before he came in.
Okay.
I'm just talking about how good my life was.
In here, right?
Before he came in. Right way.
Onwards and upwards.
Yeah, that's what my daddy always used to say. He always used to say, son, onwards and upwards. And I would say, Dad, this is very serious. I've split open my side.
Onwards and upwards.
On a BMX bike.
Onwards and upwards.
So, Dad, can you please drive me to the hospital?
I don't have a car. I have phrases that I say. And they're useful. So take these phrases and use them. I cannot drive.
It's true. He couldn't drive. Yeah.
Gotta go fast. Because otherwise, Nunu might have moved away by then.
That's true. It is like stalking a rare Pokemon.
That's right.
We don't really know where he is at any given time.
Yeah, he might be out looking for us.
In fact, I would bet on it.
How much?
One half full drink bottle.
In the end, we did find Nuno's house, and we were invited in by his lovely girlfriend, Verinda. Please listen to our conversation, much of which was cut out.
But you do have a story you can tell.
I do have a story I can tell.
Yeah,
so one time, I maybe it was a birthday thing? I don't know. There are a bunch of this group of people, like, over at my place for some reason. And Tez...
You were there.
Was it?
I was there.
What was happening there?
I don't know. I think it was a party of some sort or a gathering of some sort. I don't know. I don't really put together too many parties, so I would think that the one that I did throw would be memorable, but...
It wasn't.
It was not memorable, apart from this moment. So this Jake guy, so he used to play
I wasn't there, but okay.
Maybe you weren't, but anyway.
Doesn't matter, the story still happened.
So you say.
Yeah, so, Jake, this guy, used to play in, like, a Beatles cover band with his dad.
I definitely and,
like,
wasn't there. I did not know this person.
Remember when we used to have the drum kit set up in, like, the... Yeah. Back when we used to practice when we were in a band.
Yeah.
And so he was
playing... That's before your mum was like, can you please get rid of Dan's
drum kit? Please get rid of... Yeah. So he was playing the drums a bit, and then we were jamming a little bit, and then he went onto the guitar. You know, I had that that Sunburst guitar with that, like, old amp that were, like, both my dead uncles that he handed down to me.
Yeah.
You remember when he died? This was a really, like, high gain amp. It was like a metal amp or something. And so he put the gain to, like, a reasonable level. He's like, oh, it needs more gain. And then he put the gain up to, like, 8 or something. And it was, like, just completely fuzz. Like, it was just noise. Like, you couldn't hear any individual notes. And he's like, oh, it needs more gain. You put it up to, like, 10, and you just, it's nothing, it's just sound.
Like, white noise coming out of the guitar.
Yeah. And I said, all that I'm hearing from you is white noise. White noise.
You know, this is sounding familiar now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we did talk about it in high school. Like, it was one of our in-jokes.
Yeah,
yeah. Needs more gain.
Yeah, needs more gain. That's what I'd plug in.
But that's lyrics.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's the living end.
Living end.
Yeah, but that wasn't the moral of the story. The moral of the story wasn't living end lyrics.
It was...
Living end lyrics.
Needs more gain.
Yeah.
Needs more gain.
Needs more gain.
Okay. Gotcha.
So that was that story. And I don't know if I have any other stories about
Jake. Yeah, was there? Maybe if you showed me a picture, I'd recognize this guy.
I think you would. He's memorable looking. So is Tez. Tez is like a full artist now and everything.
Are they still together?
Think so.
Well, that's pretty good, though.
I think, yeah. I mean, they broke up, they got back together, you know. Will they, won't they?
Yeah, it's like my
Chandler
and
Monica, you know.
Yeah.
So you mean Rachel and Ross?
Rachel and Monica, will they, won't they? Ross and Bing, you know.
Bing.
Yeah. Bing, the search engine by Mike.
Joey, yeah. Joey and the cafe guy.
Gunther. Baidu.
Baidu. the Chinese.
The Chinese search engine.
Wait, Baidu's a search engine, right?
Baidu.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Well, I mean, if
it's... like Facebook.
Like, no, that's that's Weibo.
Yeah, that's Weibo.
Weibo?
Yeah, Weibo is how you're supposed to say it, I think.
Holy shit, it's so Asian.
Do you mean Weibo?
Don't you mean...
Yeah, I mean...
Don't you mean Weibo? Ain't that what you mean?
No.
Wait, ain't Weibo that thing from...
what accent are you doing now?
This is a certain accent, don't you know? And that isn't Weibo the thing from Flubber?
Ooh! Whoa, Weibo! I got it!
Great. Now what are you going to do with it?
Oh, it has incredible inertia.
Maybe it's just glad to see you.
Weibo.
Yes.
Oh, do you know what this is?
Flying rubber?
Yes, that's what it is. It's flying rubber.
With Robin Williams?
You know the thing? Yeah, the thing is that the computer, is that Weibo?
No.
I don't know what that is. We need a fact checker on the podcast. There's always like a producer guy that can look up stuff. We go, hey, what's the capital of Kenya? Nairobi, obviously. But you know if we...
what's Kenya's PPP?
PPP
or capita
GDP.
There's also PPP.
What's PPP? And you have to get
something per person. I don't know, but
Penises per person.
That's it.
0.5. I think is usually where.
I think no, for Kenya it would be like.
For are there more women or men in Kenya? Would be another thing we would ask the producer
person. I would guess men though.
More men.
Completely lost the thread.
It could be men. It should be called Menya.
I looked at my phone for 1 second.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about penises in Kenya.
Yeah.
Purchasing power parity.
There you go.
Purchasing power parity. So
it's like how much they can buy with their currency.
Yeah.
Where is Australia? Alright, let's see.
Because
I just know PP from Pokemon, and you're saying that this is different?
Yes.
You're saying this is a serious statistic that people use.
Yeah, it's the number of times you can use it.
Pokemon per person. It's the number of Pokemon per person. Yeah,
yes.
That's what it is.
Oh.
Did you ever catch them all?
Isn't it just six, though, at a time?
Depends.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
But I mean, okay, do I own two shoes because I'm wearing them right now, or do I own four shoes because I have another pair of shoes at home?
Look, yeah, fair enough. But when you say shoes per person...
SPP.
Exactly, SPP.
Yeah.
What, like...
Why isn't that attractive?
It's what they've got.
Is that, like, what's on them now?
No, obviously not.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about ownership of shoes, then yeah, you'd use the full amount. But if you're talking about just, like, people in a room, what's the SPP?
Yeah.
And obviously, it's going to be, like, two each. Or maybe less, because some people might...
Some people have less shoes. Or more shoes.
Or
like,
He had four.
PPP.
He had four at all.
Four SPP.
Yeah.
Because he always carried on his driving shoes.
Oh,
yeah.
Driving shoes.
We got to beep that name out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are we friends?
It's a really funny story.
I'm just adjusting the game because you guys are very quiet talkers.
One time, the principal came up to the aforementioned person who would carry around these like fucking high top Supras all the time. Do you remember that? The couple.
He'd carry around two Toyota Supras at all times.
Yes.
Supras are shoes.
Toyota shoes.
Yeah, the Toyota shoes.
And the principal's like, that's not uniform. What are those? And he's like,
what are those?
These are my spare set of shoes. And he's like, why do you have spare set of shoes? He's like, these are my driving shoes. From my driving lessons.
Not wearing them, right?
No, he wasn't wearing them. He was carrying them around.
Why did he need special shoes for his driving lesson?
He would change them after school.
Just to look cool.
So he'd go into Westfield and perv on all the Hornsby girls, and he'd be able to say, "Look at my shoes, mate, and what I've got is cool shoes." And you know what you've got? Lips.
Oh, yeah.
And then he would grab them forcefully.
And they would kiss his shoes.
They'd kiss his shoes. Kiss my Toyota, he would say, in Westfield.
Mm.
He wasn't like creepy. Or
no.
No.
It was actually fun.
Yeah, no, he was a little bit creepy.
No, he wasn't.
Did he make you kiss his shoes?
Well, yeah, after that, I just thought, this is a creepy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember the host? So, apparently, this is... The crux of the story is he went to this place called Dangar Island.
Mm.
And while he was going there,
Dangar Island.
Yeah?
Brooklyn. Island.
Oh, that island.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright.
He was going 600 kilometers an hour.
That's true.
To go down the highway to go there. He was with his friend. His friend was driving really fast. Naturally, he rounded it up to 600 kilometers an hour. It was probably like 80.
They were in a Ford Falcon station wagon. And Alex knew that it was 600 kilometers an hour because he saw the speedometer go around all the way twice. And then, boom, 600. So, that is what happened.
Fact.
It's undisputable. He saw it with his own eyes. What did I say?
Undisputable.
Oh, shit. Indisputable. Cut that. Edit that part out. I'm a smart boy.
Yeah, and then he went to get across to the island, but the ferry bogeyman closed. There's like a bogeyman, a ferryman there who just wasn't operating the ferry that day. It's like,
that's
why
true.
We swim to the island?
Swim.
He swam to the island.
Swimmed.
Swimmed. He swimmed to the island. And
swam.
When he was there,
he swam.
They were super wet. They went to the pub.
That's true.
And there was a prostitute in the pub.
There was a prostitute.
Was there
just one or were there two?
I think there were two. Was there a pub or was it just like they were... The way he told it, it sounded like they were just at the shore waiting for them, basically.
Yeah.
Like they got out of the water.
They got to the water, super wet,
yeah.
As you would be.
And then they drove
off.
So
was the prostitute.
Just went going for it.
Yeah.
And then when he got home, his... clothes were strong.
That's true. His parents were so mad at him when he got back from fucking a prostitute on Dangar Island that they threw all his clothes across the front lawn. And from that moment forward, we knew that we were dealing with a massive fucking liar. Who, like, Trump level lie. This is pre-Trump. I mean, lying wasn't as acceptable back then. And as previously mentioned, I was a bit of a liar, but this kid, he was next level.
Except that it wasn't a lie.
No, yeah, no, this was all the truth.
I was his friend.
You know,
hey, you know that Trump quote where he goes, you know how it is, bing, bing, bong, bong, bing. What was he actually talking about?
Maybe he was talking about the internet.
Was he, or was it truck drivers?
I think he was talking about Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, bing, bang.
Yeah.
You know?
Bing, bing,
boom,
bong.
Bing, bing.
Boom.
You know how it is.
Bing, 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 bong, bing, bing.
People like me from previous months, okay? Total control. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, 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 bong, bing, bing, bong. When Mexico sends its people, bing, bing, bong, bing, bong, they're not sending their best. Bing, 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 bong. And I said, we need to build a wall. Bing, 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 bong, bing. And nobody builds walls better than me, believe me. Bing, 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 bing. I'm gonna bomb the shit out of them. Bing, bing, we will make America great again. Bing, bing,
bing, bing. We're gonna drop that in the middle here. It's Redbone featuring Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Bing,
it was
bing,
called something.
Bang,
it's called like something else, like
Red.
Red
Bing.
Red Bing. Red Bing. Yeah. You can look it up on YouTube.
No, we've just put it in there.
Oh, okay.
They've come back from the break and they've already heard it, so.
Bing, okay. Bong, bing, bang.
Can we put a soundtrack of Gregorian chants but with like a dance beat?
No. Okay. I'm not ruining my show with
oh, it's
a
your show now.
Idea.
Oh.
It's my recorder. I have to edit it.
This is why you should have contracts.
I have to beep everything out.
That's
I have
true.
To beep out.
Man. I reckon you just cut that entire
the whole thing.
Yeah.
No, we can't have that. This is our life. That was our life. Our life was hearing one of his stories and looking at each other like it was The Office the whole time and going, fuck, we're going to have some good times recalling this story when we're 26 years old.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
I think I'm 25.
What do you mean you think you're 25?
I'm pretty sure
okay.
I'm 25.
Well, look, we're not the same age, okay?
Are you 25?
How old are you?
I'm 26, and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a T.
Just asked your age.
Oh, God.
No, I was starting to do Rappers Delight.
I'm 25, then.
Yeah. And you turned 26?
In February.
In February. Yeah, I've got a cricket Monopoly, and all the... All the little spaces are different cricket grounds.
There are that many?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Wow.
It's played in many countries, such as, for example, Sri Lanka and India and the Netherlands.
Oh, really?
Has a cricket team.
Are they good?
No. And
West Indies.
West
Zimbabwe.
Indies. Zimbabwe.
Pakistan.
England.
They're really good.
Yeah.
England.
Excellent.
New Zealand.
Yeah.
It's about
Ireland.
Ireland,
yes, they do have a cricket team.
Ireland have a fairly
They recently just got test status, so now they can play test matches against Bangladesh, probably.
It's an exclusive
South
club.
Africa
yeah.
has got a good cricket team.
That's right, they beat Australia.
Really?
Yeah. And this has been Cricket Facts with your friends.
Well,
I mean...
Not really.
We're not friends. We're okay friends.
We're not really.
We're not good friends. You're right, actually. I've been meaning to bring this up.
We're not really friends anymore, are we?
It's okay. I mean, yeah, I think we are.
Yeah, I mean, I think friends.
It's okay to be right. friends and not, like, talk or hang out ever.
Yeah.
No, but, like, no, I actually have that
yeah.
relationship with, you know, many, many friends.
Yeah.
As in, like, you know, we do, just, like, not as frequently.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, there are definitely some people that, like, I won't see, like, in a year or two,
yeah.
and then I'll run into them. And I'll say sorry for running into you.
yeah.
And then maybe that's why we're not friends, because of jokes like that.
Can you put like a Seinfeld sting in there?
Ba-ding. I used to practice that a lot. And I would get the first two, just find them. And then the last one, I'd try, because it's higher pitch, you have to kind of close it off a little bit. And I just whack myself in the front. Close it off too much, it would just be a... but yeah, no, this okay, so there's people who I will see and I'm perfectly fine to just give them like a nod,
yeah,
and then walk past them. Like I could have gone to primary school, we could have like been like best friends in primary school, and I'll just give them a nod and like, walk on.
Yep.
And what I hope that they're thinking is, oh thank God. Because that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, sure.
And I don't know. I don't want to get caught doing small talk like, oh, what's new? Oh, I don't know. I went to high school.
But if they're like, I guess it depends who it is. Like what level of friendship? Because I've got one or two friends who, like, I've known from primary school
mm-hmm.
or almost from primary school.
Yeah.
Or like you, for example. Like me. Although.
We used to, yeah.
Other, yeah, and yeah, I would want to like catch up with them if I saw them randomly. Actually, there's a friend who I've known since kindergarten who I'm gonna catch up with soon, like next week or two.
That's really. Yeah. We're gonna beat that name.
We didn't ask with. Sorry. Oh yeah, we're gonna beat that.
We're gonna beat yeah.
Beat every name.
Just
every name.
Wait. So who is your audience?
Who's my audience
yeah.
for this? For
yeah.
this,
him.
Well, look,
just us right now.
You guys,
us right now. But this is gonna be huge.
Yeah, like large scale. What's the audience like? Are you just gonna publish it?
What's your exit strategy for this business?
Where
we need an entry strategy.
What's my goal?
We need an exit strategy.
Who wouldn't want to listen to this? You know.
Yeah.
We're having fun. There's levels on the recorder. So that means it's recording.
Levels.
By Avicii.
Yeah.
R.I.P. He died. How did Avicii die?
Drug overdose.
That is so unexpected.
You know, there's actually a conspiracy theory where he was poisoned because he was helping to bust, pedophilia rings.
I read about that.
Yeah. Really?
Wasn't someone from Coldplay involved? Not Coldplay, somebody else, like a famous band
Pitbull.
Member.
No.
You like almost.
Yeah, I was like, oh, like, maybe, but I was like, of course not. I forget who, but
Avicii.
Not Coldplay,
Avicii
but
did
somebody
levels.
Else who was talking about this when he died.
I don't know too much about it.
Yeah, but I read about this. Yeah, but again, like, who knows? Maybe I don't know.
Sorry. Can just for Nuno's sake, can somebody just do levels for a second, just so we have context?
That's actually pretty good.
Sometimes
I get a feeling. Yeah.
You know the song. It was like 2013.
Yeah.
2000 and all.
Wait, he died?
But,
oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
I think.
But he did the voice on that, or he?
He was the producer that brought it to life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey Siri, what year did Levels by Avicii come out?
2011. Levels radio edit by Avicii was released on the 28th of July 2011.
There we go.
Mate, I remember it was the hottest song. Matt.
That was a radio edit.
He used to say that California Girls was the greatest track on radio. And then he switched to Fiji levels at some point. And then I saw it on Facebook. And I remember hearing it like every car ride home.
Yeah, yes. You often...
Like whenever I drove, I switched on the radio levels.
Yeah.
Oh, not with...
We were in a car with him once where he drove us and you said, whoa there, and you put your hand on the handbrake. And he said, don't pull the handbrake because then we will have an accident. Do you remember that?
Is Matt Don May from Domino's? Whoa there! Or is Andrew Gaze?
Andrew Gaze, yeah.
Whoa there, boys! Don't put the hand on the handbrake. I love basketball.
That last bit's really essential for the character.
That's true. If you don't mention basketball, you're not
Andrew Gaze. Like, the first time they approach him, he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 4 rebounds.
This guy sucks, Damo.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, that's a second compliment that Damien's gotten about his socks in a small amount of time.
There you go.
Don't see anybody complimenting my plain black
socks. You're hiding them under the table.
Well, yeah, I can't exactly have shorter legs.
Don't be ashamed of your plain black socks. They're just as beautiful as patterned socks.
Well, I mean, they're not. Objectively, they're not as beautiful.
So don't be ashamed of them.
Okay.
Nonetheless.
I did need new socks, though, because I'm pretty sure... The ankle bit, the back, what's the back of your foot called?
Heel.
The heel bit is rubbed clean off.
Adam, you'd say that I have fairly normal proportion ankles, right?
You can't see your ankles.
Okay, no, there's a story behind this.
Holy shit.
But yeah, you'd say these are normal ankles.
Look, I'm gonna play along and say yes.
What do you mean play along? Just give me the honest opinion on these ankles.
Well, proportional to what?
To my body.
To your brain.
To your brain. Your brain is about as big as your ankle.
Okay.
Continue.
I was sitting and talking to... Well, I was sitting with Shirley in the lobby of my building. You got a big...
I got a big, there, yeah. Big lobby out.
And one of my co-workers comes over. I say hi. And then he starts going on about this restructure that's happening in my organization at the moment. And then halfway through, and I start talking about it, and halfway through he's like, what's that in your shoe? And I'm, what's that in your sock? And I'm like, what? And he's like, bleh. And I'm like, that's my ankle. And he's like, oh, okay.
I mean, they do look like big ankles.
I guess.
They like jut out a little, like swollen.
Maybe they're bony ankles, is that what you're going for?
They don't get sore or anything.
No.
Like, even just,
yeah. I could see that. I could see someone being like, oh, that's a pretty big ankle. But it's not, like, I wouldn't, like, it's whatever. Like, it's meant to jut out.
Yeah, right?
It's meant to jut apple towel.
But maybe it was just as a little more, or maybe he was at, like, a certain angle that was, like, looked really, like, juddy. Now that I'm looking at them... Yeah, it's like quite a bit of jut there.
Were you wearing stripy socks?
I was wearing these. I think I was wearing these socks, actually.
Can you take a photo of that and we'll upload that as the album artwork? for this
But then if he listens to it, he'll be confused.
He's not listening. No one's listening to this. Have you ever been arrested?
No.
Have you ever talked to a police officer before?
No.
Yep.
Yeah. Probably.
I've talked to them in a situation where I was in trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to sound interested in talking to the microphone about that story?
All right. So there were two instances.
Two?
Yeah. One was when I was driving away from your house with a man, with a kid. Well, I was a kid at the time.
With a man kid.
Let me start again. One of our friends from high school was at Adam's house as well. Because it was your sister's birthday, I think.
Yeah, okay.
And...
I wasn't in the car when this
happened. No, you weren't.
It was the man kid.
It was with Mitchell man kid.
Mitchell, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. That was
and him. We were driving to Macca's, which, as in Waitara.
Yeah.
And...
It's good Macca's.
It is a good Macca's. It's a really good Macca's. And I was driving kind of slow because it was like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. or something. And a police officer pulled us over. And he said, oh, basically, like, what are you guys doing tonight? And we're like, oh, we're driving to Macca's. And he's like, oh, you got the munchies, have you? And I was like, yeah. Oh, no, not in that way, no. And he's like, got anything in the car? And I, like, I think I like panicked and picked up the a cigarette lighter charger.
Yeah.
Like a cigarette, like an iPhone charger.
So he said, "What have you got anything in the car?" Yeah. You're like, "Oh shit, I better pick something up to show him I have something."
Yeah. I gave him that.
Wait, were you high?
No.
Okay.
Nothing. I was completely sober. And he's like, "Ah, oh, anything you shouldn't have in the car." And I'm like, "No." And I'm like, "You can search the car." He's like, "I can search the car, can I?" I'm like, "Yeah, go ahead." So I don't think he did that. I think he may have like looked in the back of the flashlight or whatever. So like, give me a license. Walks away. Obviously like goes and looks me up in the database. There's nothing there. Comes back and he's like, "What high school did you go to?" I don't know why he asked that. I think we were still like 8. Like I was like 17.
You were 8, yeah.
No, it was like 17 and just got the P's kind of thing.
Yeah, if you had said, "Ask with boys."
I would have been arrested on the spot. Yeah. But because I said my actual high school.
You'd been tased in the eye.
Yeah, because I said my actual high school, which is well regarded in the academic community, he's like, "Sat up straight," and he's like, "You can go."
Yeah, and isn't it true?
Yeah.
Isn't it true that the police officer was South African, and he said, "Well, is there anything in your car?"
Yeah, it was true, and he kept referring to this guy called Mark.
Mark.
Because he was like, "No, it's Mitch."
And then, yeah,
Mitch.
Yeah.
Much.
That's more New Zealand.
Yeah.
One of my stories with running with the police. So when I was on my P plates and I had a BMW that was loud, I got pulled over every week, every 2 weeks.
Is this the grass one?
No, this is not the grass one. The grass one's good. Okay, so this is the grass one.
Tell the grass one. Okay. The grass one's better.
The grass one.
I guarantee it's better than whatever story you're telling.
Jesus. Okay. So, Damien and I had gone to Max Brenner at St. Ives when it was still open. And
R.I.P.
R.I.P. We went there, I think, twice.
So they closed there?
Yeah. Years ago now. Huh. It is now it's a cemetery, I think. Really small cemetery. It's
just in the shopping centre.
Yeah. Just
yeah. Wow. It's called RIP.
It's called RIP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
MB for Max Brenner. So, we got Max Brenner. We were sitting in the car. We were just chilling, probably listening to music for a while.
Eating your fondue.
Yeah, and I saw that one of my friends, because there's like a car park across from it that nobody uses. And so a lot of car meetups happen there. Mm. And so I was looking on Facebook and I saw my friend Noodles. He was at the car meetup in his BMW. And I didn't go over. You know, I was like, "Oh, that's too much, man. You know, I'll just..."
That's too much, man.
So I just, you know, we decided to head home. It's probably 10:30 or something. And so Damien's in his Accord, I'm in my BMW, and we're driving home, and we get to the point where Damien turns off, and I kind of speed up a little bit, like, get alongside of him, like wave, and kind of, see him off, you know? So, immediately after that, I notice, oh shit, there's a police car behind me, and I've just been doing, like, 70 and a 60, which is not much. But maybe, you know, unintended acceleration, whatever, maybe slightly reckless. So cop pulls me over straight away, like 200 meters after the turn off.
Mm-hmm.
Damien doesn't know this, of course.
Well, he's turned off.
He's a robot and he's turned off. He's crashed his car. So cop pulls me over in the left lane and, comes up to the window and is like, "Sir, doing some burnouts in a field, huh?" "What? What are you talking about? Doing some burnouts, huh? You been up at St. Ives, huh?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, I've been at St. Ives." "Yeah, okay." He's like, "Perfect, been at St. Ives." "So you were at that car meetup at St. Ives, were you?" "Oh, no, I wasn't at the car meetup at St. Ives. But one of my friends was." One of my friends in the car meetup. And
I can give you his name if you want.
His name is Noodles. Like, yeah, you're fucking kidding me, man. And then he says, well, look, you've got a lot of grass on your fenders here, so you've been doing some burnouts in some fields. Okay, you can tell me. Oh, no, I haven't been doing burnouts. I mean, I park on the grass at home. Maybe some grass got into the fenders that way. I found out later that the guy who mows the lawns at my parents' place had mowed the lawns that day, so there was grass clippings on there. And basically he couldn't get me for anything because I was maybe doing 10 over or something. But it was the stupidest thing. Like, were you at St. Ives? Yeah, I was at St. Ives. Were you at the car meet up? No, but my friend was.
Were you doing burnouts? No.
Okay. No, I wasn't. I just park on the grass sometimes. But yeah, that was silly.
Classic.
The other story I was going to tell was a quick one.
Yeah.
So I left home with one P plate on the back of my car.
Yeah.
Not one on the front.
Ooh.
So I was and as soon as I left, like, there was a cop halfway up the hill, and I was like, oh well, look, I'll pull over and I will put the other P plate on because I realized I was missing one.
Yeah.
I was about to pull over, and the cop puts his lights on. And pulls me over. I was like, I was just about to put my indicator on to pull over. He's out. And he's like, oh, bad morning for you, huh? I'm like, yeah, and I forgot my P plate. And he's like, well, look, usually if I find somebody with one P plate off, look, I give them the benefit of the doubt. But looking at your car, look, I can tell that you do some, you know, not good stuff in this car. I can tell that you break some other laws. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a fine for this, but consider yourself lucky that I didn't catch you doing something worse.
What the fuck? But yes. What did he base that on? Did he tell you?
Well, yeah, no, because of the car. Because it was a BMW. It had big wheels. It had an exhaust, you know. So it was like, yeah. But as soon as I got off my P's, I didn't have any problems after that. But the car kind of failed. Yeah, I was mechanically profiled, you know. It's the worst kind, I think. Okay, this is exclusive information.
Good night, Australia.
Hey, look, whatever you're doing right now, just make sure you're not holding a beer and getting pulled over by a police officer, because they will kill you. Good night.